How to prevent a new task or project from disrupting your life. How to keep your focus in spite of adding new tasks, new projects, new activities to your schedule. How to prevent it from disrupting your life. How to be one of those people who can do more and therefore have more. This is a question many of you have asked me. Most people are unproductive. Period. So this article is mostly for people who are productive in their main occupation, until something else comes up, and then they lose it all. Again and again. They start to produce no results neither in the old nor in the new activity. Or alternatively they completely forget about the true and tried, and focus on the new. If it was a business, the old true and tried. It can go as far as go under. So adding something new upsets the apple cart and you need to be carefully how to do it. I learned in landmark education, that the way to do it is wedging it in. But in my experience that is very disruptive. I am going through this exact thing right now. I've been, for years, writing my daily articles, running my many workshops, creating new ones, and it was smooth sailing. Then I decided that having all the old and expensive programs I bought and still have in their original binders is a shame, I should sell them on eBay. And suddenly I am having a difficulty writing articles, running my workshops, even sleeping. In spite of the fact that I have decided to only work on the new project 30 minutes a day. And I have been reading or watching online TV shows way more than 30 minutes a day. Why is it disrupting, maybe even destroying my smooth sailing business? Good question, and I bet I am not the only person struggling with this. After all, even just taking a course or a workshop with me can be disrupting. Even if it is only once a month with some homework, like a few minutes a day. I don't have an answer for this conundrum yet. So I am going to take a break from this article, and let the question percolate, and hopefully I'll get some message from the invisible, the beyond, and I can share it with you. Not ready, some insights. I am seeing that almost any project is a distraction. It's new and for some weird reason, it is all-consuming. Now, what if the statement that humans only have a finite amount of attention to give, or as Ty Lopez calls it, glycogen? Is my making homemade sugar-free chocolate using up a lot of the glycogen I normally use to write articles? Muscle test says, yes. Ooh, not good. Does the same thing been happening since I've been ordering food from a more interesting place? Yes. So is this what is going to happen to people who learn to become a producer in my integrity workshop? No, says muscle test. Why? I am now really intrigued. The technique of being productive I learned from Robert Plank. He, for many years, climbed steadily as an internet marketer from being a software person, awkward and shy, to a confident content creator, content provider, webinar teacher, author, whatever. I am not in touch with him nowadays, since he is married and has a son. Marriage and having a child are distractions that might not coexist with being a high-producing business person, for all the reasons I have listed above. Especially if you want to work from the same physical location where the child and the spouse are. From what I can see, he has lost his touch. Let's hope he recovers soon. I wouldn't have a business that works and supports me and that I do as if it were nothing without his courses. But, of course, it is not nothing, my business, and it is, like any business, is vulnerable to extracurricular activities. Like it's been proven to me these past weeks. Okay. I still don't have a coherent answer about how to add a new project to your existing life, but I feel I am getting closer. The secret of Robert's technology is to have a time limit, a schedule, and a focus on the added tasks. I will teach it in the Integrity Workshop, starting the second session, but I may give a little bit of taste of it, just enough to make you dangerous in the first session that is coming up really fast. In fact, it is tomorrow at 2 p.m. One of the brilliant aspects of Robert's technology is that it doesn't care if you are using it on your main business, main agenda, or on extracurricular activities, or on restoring your integrity. It is like a kitchen knife, you can use it to slice vegetables, or you can use it to dig out some carrots from the soil, if you don't have a better tool. Don't have a main activity in your life? It is all like a heap of Toto stuff. Then maybe your first task will be to create some priorities in some order, so you know what you are about. A few years ago I had an altercation with my very first student in this business. She spent almost all her time straightening her house, so when her doctor husband gets home, it is all nice and cozy. I just bought a coffee mug in the grocery store that every time I looked at it made me laugh. The inscription on the mug said, "A woman's work is never done. Why start?" I brought it to one of my calls, and was laughing uproariously. She took offense. I saw her only once since then. But something magical happened, she reprioritized her life, and she is now an artist. So no matter what, she got redirected by my mug and my laughing. I say, I just visited her store on Etsy, and it's fabulous. More insights, new stuff that is designed for you to grow. Almost a year ago I signed up to get a mobile app, and then a little later I signed up to a coaching program that had something different every day of the week, including Sundays. Based on the glycogen theory of focus and attention, you would expect that my business suffered. But it didn't. So the glycogen theory only applies if what? If the added activity is not serving the main activity, in my case, my business. If the new activity depletes you, you need to refuel yourself. And that is what I did. I used this new added activity as a refuel. First I was floundering, flailing, researching. And that really threatened my business. I am holding a phone is really small and my eyes have been bad since I was 9 years old. So it was a challenge. So I hired a girl for $250 to start the mobile app for me, and also tutor me. She was perfect, and I was one of the first people who bought the app, who had a functional app that I could invite my customers to. And the tutoring made it easy to continue where she left off. It stopped being a hindrance, and became a motivator. I revisited old programs, reworked them, and got more inspired than I was before. Then the coaching program threatened to distract, but I decided that I am doing it to support my business, and not for any other purposes, and that new context calmed down the hubbub. Today I only follow 2 of the 7 topics, and every time I do, I see something more for my business. Small things, but potent things. I can say that in my case, in addition to my already busy schedule, did not disrupt, in fact it fertilized it. Here is another example. When I started this business, I still had 2 other businesses going. I was webmaster to an advertising site, and I was working as a massage therapist. Those were my main source of income, and the yourvibration.com was an add-on. I scheduled myself to write an article every day as soon as I woke up, or if I didn't have anything to say, as soon as I had an idea for an article. Then I put it on my blog, and returned to my main business. When I started to see results, money coming in on the yourvibration.com site, I slowly let go first of the webmastering and then of the massage business. On the opposite spectrum, I also have an example. At some point I decided to put my energy remedies on Amazon's marketplace. They sold well. I got greedy, my desire number was sky high. It was a mighty disruption, even after Amazon removed my products. Then I was distracted by grief. Greed made me outcome dependent, the death of smooth sailing. The death of peace of mind, the death of doing business well. At least I say so. Is it true for everyone? Muscle test says, yes. Okay, you can say too much information and you may be right. But I want to be able to help you make a good decision, so if you decide to do the integrity workshop, it will be a fertilizing add-on, an add-on that adds to your life instead of disrupting it. If your tendency is to be outcome dependent, even if it only shows up obviously in conversations, like you can't take guidance, because you have to be right all the time, then maybe you first need to deal with your outcome dependence. Because either the workshop will be disruptive, or you won't be able or willing to take the guidance. Lastly, I have a little inside information for you, the vantage point of the coach or the teacher. If you consistently refuse to heed the coaching, to take the coaching, to appreciate the coaching, to consider the coaching, then the relationship between you and the coach will be strained. There is no integrity in how you are being. Either you need to find a coach who you trust and willing to follow, or you need to change your attitude from "I know everything" to "I am here to learn and be guided." The about me number, i.e. the inverse of humility, needs to be lowered, or all the coaching will be wasted on you. Humility is the name of the game. If you cannot be humble, you cannot be coached. Back in 1987 I learned a very important move that made me trainable. I declared myself incompetent in the topic. Was I truly incompetent? No. But declaring myself made me listen to everything I was taught as if it were a life jacket thrown at me out on sea. And that has been the secret of my low about me score and my high humility, in spite of my soul correction that says I already know everything. Okay, if you are ready to embark on the Integrity Workshop, learn what you can, and build a life worth living, here is a link. There is a last minute bonus, I am going to add two more videos to the section where we talk about empowering context. The hardest part to master, to make it easier for you. I will add it next week, it will be delivered to your mobile phone. Like the whole workshop. Sign up to the Integrity Workshop. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/integrity.